So I think we're good to start now. Can you please take your seats? So this is GAC session 33, scheduled at 9 on Thursday, March 15th. And we will be receiving an update on the GAC website. And with this, over to you, Fabien.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning. My name is Fabien Betremieux. I'm from the GAC support team with ICANN. And I have with me Mark. I'll let you introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Mark Siegel, Director of Community Collaboration Services and responsible for the development of the website.
And so today we'll provide a short update, and we'd like to take the opportunity of this session to get any feedback you might have on the website. So we showed this roadmap, and I won't get too much into the details. So this was what we showed at ICANN 60, which were then our assumptions of progress we would have made by ICANN 61, our plan being that at ICANN 61, we'd be transitioning between a sort of a ramp-up phase of all the content of the GAC on the new website, and we would move on to fully transitioning to the new website. However, we've been a bit challenged, and again, I won't get into the details, but what the consequence for that plan is that we're now estimating that we would be able to complete that transition by ICANN 62. So this is why that your experience with the website may not yet be fully flawless, and we aim to get there by ICANN 62. We're very pleased to see that account activations are going up. We're getting really to a critical mass, so this is very encouraging. What this diagram shows in blue is the number of activated GAC members on the mailing list, and red is those that are not activated. So, as usual, if you need assistance with login, please come to us at gacstaff@icann.org. You also have the ability to reset your password if you've logged in before. Be careful, because the windows for reaction to the emails you will get are short, 7 days in case you've never had credentials, and 24 hours if you've reset your password. And you also need to be careful that the email doesn't go in your spam, that you do get it. It's from Okta, so it's not coming from ICANN directly. So you need to be watching out for that. As a reminder, this is how you reset your password. If you need to do that, you go to the login register, top right corner, and then you go to password help, and this will get you to reset your password. The reason we insist on this is that logging into the website as a GAC member, as a credential GAC member, gives you access to all the private content to the GAC. So what I'm showing here on the screen is on the left-hand side, the public view of the GAC, of the calendar page, and on the right-hand side is a private view. The difference is not obvious here, but you can see here on the calendar that there are more events, because some of the events, some of the meetings are not public. So if you don't log into the website, you don't see them. So it's absolutely critical that you have your credentials, that they're active, and you're able, and that you're logged in when you use the website. It's also, here is another example. Here we're showing an agenda page, as you might have experienced for ICANN 61. The agenda of the GAC at high level is public, but the briefing material is not before the meeting. And so if you want to have access to the briefing material, you need to be logged in. And so you see here on the left, the public view of the agenda page. On the right, the GAC reserved private view of the agenda page. And you can see that there are those links to the briefings that are not made available to the general public. The last use case I'll show you, I'll explain why it's important for you to be logged in. In your briefing material, we're linking content that is private. So we put a URL in a briefing, you click on it. If you're logged in the website, you will get to the document directly. And that's what's shown here. That's just a sample document that's private to the GAC. If you're not logged in, you will get to an access denied page, which will allow you to then register to get to the document. So anytime you find that page, it's normal, it's meant to be that way. You just need to sign in so that you then have access to the GAC private content. I'll stop here before getting into our progress and the feedback we've received at ICANN 60, and see if there are any questions related to this, to the logging and public-private content. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Blaise from DRC for the record. Thank you very much for the presentation and the work so far with the GAC website. Having in mind that the website is our first port of entry for searching for information, and it has been useful somehow, and I understand now after your presentation that the transfer between the former website and this new one is still ongoing, because it's very difficult looking for information. Some are available on the new site and are not on the old site, and some are still on the old site and are not yet on in the new site. But my main concern is about the password format. You know, I know that the credentials and the identification is being managed by, I think, independent platform Okta. They have the requirement about the format of the password, and this is not very easy. And I'd like to know, when we are asking for a set of password, would that be possible to still be sent the same password instead of a generic password, and then you have access to the platform and then change to a new password? Because it will be easy once you've created this very complex, I think, password. It will be easier to keep it as it is instead of when asking for reset to be given a standard one and then to change again. It's not easy. And secondly, I would like to find out to know how long is the keep me online or keep me logged in available? 1 week, 1 month before logged out. I mean, before being logging out automatically. Thank you.
Thank you for your questions. So I'll try to speak to all of them. So first, to the complex password in Okta, I think this is a feedback that we've been getting from you consistently. We hear it, and we as users of the website share it also. Those complex passwords are complicated to use, but this is linked to ICANN security, IT system security policy, because in effect, you're using an ICANN-wide platform to enter into the infrastructure, and that's why it's fairly secured. So there is a cost to it, but also a benefit, which is a security of all the data and of your own accounts. So this is where we stand in terms of the choices, the balance that has been made between the cost and security. The cost in the sense of the complexity of usage. So unfortunately for now, this is the policy with which we operate for security reasons. And we, you know, I'm sure we can assist you and suggest password management tools that might help you handle those situations when you have complex passwords to manage. This is a practice we use at ICANN as staffers. We have password managers that help us have unique passwords, complex passwords that we don't necessarily have to remember. So that might be something we could help you with. To your question of the reset of the password, I'm sorry we were not able to speak specifically to that, and we might need to get back to you on exactly what is it that you can do or cannot do when you reset your password, but that would require us to discuss further. We can't answer specifically that question. Have I covered everything you mentioned?
There was also the availability of the logged in. How long does that take?
Yeah, thank you. Very good question. I actually can't answer that either. I don't know what's the session expiration timeout as a user of the website. Do you know that?
I'd have to double check. This marks it for the record. I'd have to double check, but I believe we just extended the sessions to an hour. Is that sound right? Is that what we're asking about the session limit?
But from a user perspective, so I don't know if it's the same as from a admin account.
I think
admin.
It's across the board.
Okay.
Same, yeah.
So it should be about an hour. And, you know, thanks for asking that question, and we're interested to understand what that means to you, because obviously, you know, this has impacts. This is, again, a trade-off between the consequences on users and the security of those platforms. So please let us know what what that means to you, what you think of that in practice when you use the website. So for instance, we recognize that if you spend your entire day on the website, that's probably a constraint to have to log in a number of times during the day. But if you do use the website in short increments of time because you're doing various different things in your day, we feel it's better that you log in twice during the day in those 2 moments you need to use the website than staying logged in for security reasons. So I believe this is the rationale behind those choices. I'm not, this is not my responsibility. I'm not involved in those choices, but I believe this is why we, you and us, have to deal with those constraints. Thank you very much for your questions.
So, thank you, Fabien, and thanks for the questions. Two quick remarks, and then I have Denmark. First of all, because it happened to me as well, to know you're logged in or not, you need to look where the very first arrow on the screen shows. Yeah, this one. Because I thought I was logged in, I thought I'm logged in, I found that I don't have access to the documents, and then I found that now I'm not logged in. So if you're not logged in, you'll see login register as it shows on the screen right now. If you are logged in, it shows your name, your username. So, and yeah, it happens, you get disconnected frequently. It happened to me as well.
I'm showing here on the screen the difference. So it's not very easy to see, but I'm logged in. It says welcome Fabien, and on this other screen I'm not logged in. It says login register. So when you click, you have the login window. That's when you're not logged in, and when you log in, you get another sort of display. So this is how you can tell that you're logged in or not.
Yeah, exactly. The other remark is I would encourage GEC colleagues to start using the website more heavily. First of all, to provide any feedback as we're doing right now. And second, because actually we're trying to offload your inboxes. We were just discussing that maybe, for example, the GEC leadership meets every other week. We share the minutes of the meeting or the outcomes of the meetings through email now, but they are also posted on the website, so we may want to agree that those outcomes of the CVC calls are going to be on the website regularly so that we don't need to keep bombarding you with emails every day. So it's a way also of offloading our inboxes so that we can keep it to really substantial emails. And very sorry to keep you waiting, Denmark. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and thank you also for asking this question on login. I use an iPad, and as far as I can see, the design is not adapted to an iPad. The login sign is not where it should be, and when I log in, I cannot see I'm logged in because my name doesn't appear. So I don't know, do you have something which you will do for the iPad system?
Thank you. Thank you for that feedback. The intent is that moving into onto this new platform covers the use cases of mobile users. So iPads should be covered. So we certainly want to follow up with you and see what you're seeing. And if you could share a screenshot of what you're explaining on the login, that would be good for us so that we can take that back and fix it. Thank you.
Excellent, thank you. Any other questions or remarks? Yes, CTO Nigel, please.
On the same persistence of the login issue, because I had the experience here, sitting in the meeting, thinking you're logged into the website and having to repeatedly log in. And I was wondering if there was an option for me to that I could set that would say, okay, well, maybe I could set it for expire after 2 hours or 3 hours or whatever. Or is it, or are there any, is that functionality available at all?
Thank you for your question. I don't think it is. I don't think that feature is available. I think it's a it's a policy that applies across all users. So I don't think there's flexibility around that, and we don't have that feature. So can you just explain what provide a bit more detail about your experience? You mentioned that you had to log in several times. Do you mean this morning, or was it like yesterday during the meeting? Can you speak to that a little bit more?
All the days of the meeting. So, for example, I didn't print out the documents or anything like that. And this time I was depending on the website to find documents, the briefings for the various items and so on. So as we had session by session, well, I guess I pretty much had to log in each time in order to get the documents. So I thought it was a problem, but I am just understanding it's a policy.
And they share the first letter, at least. So, no, I think it's very valuable that you share that experience because, you know, this is why feedback is so important, that your experience might lead us to revisit the policy. I can't attest to anything, but at least we'll take it up and discuss it with our colleagues and see what can be done in that area.
Yeah, I was just going to ask anything else before we move on with the slides. Okay. Thank you. Fabian, please.
Thank you, Mana. So yeah, I just have a few slides to give you a sense of where we're going in the immediate future. So here, this slide says progress on ICANN 61 feedback. It should actually read ICANN 60 feedback. And it reflects some of the challenges we've had. We spent a lot of time making sure that the features that we were delivering were of high quality for you and for your experience and for your needs. And so this has meant that our actively managing the content from an editorial perspective has suffered from that. And so we expect that for the first item, for instance, the regular news updates that were requested by Pakistan, we're not where we would want, where we want to be. So that's to be improved. There was also a request that all relevant developments be on the GAC calendar, and we've started doing that, adding not only all the GAC conference calls, webinars, or leadership calls, meetings that are relevant to the GAC. We're also looking at outside the GAC in the ICANN community, what are the events that may be relevant for GAC members? And so we're starting to add that to the calendar as well. We've uploaded the biographies of the vice chairs. In terms of historical documentation, this is something that was mentioned by the gentleman earlier. The historical content has all been migrated to the new website. However, it's not structured or visible on the new website. It's searchable, so it should be findable on the new website. And in the interim, we still have the wiki platform that's meant to be an archive. So anything prior to ICANN 60 is still available on the old website. So we're in this transition period that's certainly a bit challenging from both a technical and a content perspective. But we want to, you know, if you're looking for something from the past, you might consider going to the wiki. You might want to first search on the new website. If that doesn't work, go to the wiki website, which contains the archive of everything that was posted. It's there for now, and it will remain for now. So that's a two-step. Search it on the new website if you don't find it. Search for it, I mean, through the search tool, which has been improved. So we want this to be to help you find your content. When you're not finding it on the website, please go to the wiki, and please let us know. I think, you know, it's important for us to have use cases of problems you experience so that we can try to fix them, understand what's wrong, and make sure we can fix them. So it's a plea to you. When you're looking for something specific you're not finding on the new website's pages, use the search tool of the new website. If you're not finding it, please go to the wiki and let us know. That will be very helpful for us. There was an interesting request from the Netherlands at the last meeting, which was providing a link to the archive of the mailing list, because as a member of the GAC mailing list, all of you have access to the archives page of the mailing list. I'm not sure if many of you use that functionality, but I want to show it to you. So if you go about the GAC, role of the GAC, how does the GAC operate, you'll see a link here. We see electronic resources of the GAC include this website as well as a mailing list, which archives are available at this address. So if you click on this address, and I'll click on this one where I'm not logged in, you get to a portal here that requests an email address and a password. As part of your membership to the GAC mailing list, there's been a password set for you. So if you click on the reminder here, you'll get a password on your email that you can use here to access the GAC mailing list archive. And so these are all the archives of the mailing list on the GAC. And so when you're looking for a specific conversation and you're not finding it in your mailbox, that's another option to access it. So we've provided the link to that per the feedback we got last time, and we hope that that's useful to you. And finally, there was also a request that there be a timestamp on each of the pages on the website, and that's true of all the dynamic content, the working group pages, the activities. So any content that we manage dynamically should provide you that information of when was this last updated. So this is an overview of some of the capabilities and content. We've added a number of substantive matters pages on the .amazon geographic names, the FAQ on delegation redelegation. So, and we want to bring much more of that in the coming weeks, to all the way to ICANN 62, with a particular focus on working groups, because for now we haven't had a chance to spend much time on making sure that our content on the new website does reflect the current status and the ongoing work of the working groups. The activities will be another key focus, where we want to bring to you and to the website each subject matter that the GAC deals with. We hopefully want to have an activity that can serve as your sort of permanent briefing. So at any point in time, the latest information on and development on a given subject matter that may be of interest to you is available. And in doing that, we also want to provide for two levels of reading of the content. We want to make sure that if you're an expert on a given subject, you do get the information you need, the latest document, the latest draft, so you can weigh in, you know where to go, what session, when. You can easily do that. But we also want to provide for a level of access for newcomers. So you're not familiar with the topic. You'd like to understand what it means to public policy or to the public interest, to understand whether you should invest time in it. So we really want, in any content for the working groups or the activities that we bring on the new website, we want to make sure that we provide that those two levels of access to cater for the diversity that there is in the GAC membership, being in terms of expertise or in terms of interest. And we will also be working on the calendar to make sure that it's a bit more easy to navigate, and also again here on the meeting sessions help you understand whether a given meeting is interesting for you or not by categorizing the meeting. So we're working on, these will be our focuses until ICANN 62, where we hope that we're at that final stage where we can say, all right, now we are all set. Please always start here on the new website. This ends my presentation. I'll be happy to use the time we have left for additional questions, feedback. Thank you.
Thank you, Fabien, and thanks to Mark as well for this timely presentation. As I mentioned, we're trying to be more active in using the website, again, for the sake of offloading the mailing list. So for regular things like recordings and minutes and so on, we would like to have this automatically be posted on the website without having to email GAC colleagues, just to offload the mailing list so that you can focus on more substantial issues. So any... Yes, please, Singapore.
Thank you very much and good morning. I want to thank Fabian and the team for the website. I think it's very much a very good product. We've had no difficulties using it. We totally understand the security considerations. I think even back home as a national government, we also impose a time bound and then you lock yourself out so that in your absence, nobody goes to your terminal and has free access to the material that's on it. We also find the archive component, which I had made an intervention the last time around as well. Thank you very much. I think we've been able to find all that archive, and for a relatively new GAC member, we've had the ability to then read back into all the old material to have a more comprehensive understanding. So I just wanted to say thank you to you and your team. Thank you.
Thank you, Singapore. Any other questions or remarks? If not, then thanks again, Fabien and Mark, and thanks everyone for the excellent feedback. Please keep the feedback coming, and kindly remain seated. We will proceed as soon as we have the technical setup ready. Thank you.